Hey, 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 Grow Squad, hope you're doing well. In fact, let me ask you a critical question. How are you? Yeah, I know sometimes we think that people assume that we're doing okay. People assume that all is going great, and I really hope it is, but I want to know, how are you? If there's a way that I can support you, please, please send me a message. Let me know. But I do hope that life is treating you fair. I do hope that you are being resilient and that you're able to get the necessary support that you need to navigate whatever season you're in life. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to connect. And it's a great day to be a part of the Grow Squad. And I thank you so much for tuning in today so that together we can go, we can grow, and we can glow. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for this time that we have together today. Order our steps. Give us what we need. Amen. Have you ever gotten to a place in your life, or have you gotten to a place in your life where you're okay with taking time off? Yeah. I think it's important for us to understand the power of learning how to detach. Say it out loud, wherever you are. Detach. Yeah. So many times in life, we're attached to our job. We're attached to, if you're looking on YouTube, what's this in my hand? Yeah, you're attached to this cell phone. We're attached to things that actually don't make or break us. Let's be honest about it, y'all. We're attached to scrolling. We're attached to comments. We're attached to stuff that does not build character. And today, I want to help you be set free from being attached to things that does not impact your bottom line. Yeah, that's just, when I say bottom line, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the bottom line as in impact you as a person, your character, your integrity. Listen, at one point in my life, I remember for 17 years, I told you I was a traditional church pastor. And I would oftentimes feel guilty about taking a break. As I reflect back on it, that was a very interesting time in my life. The time I was the most unhealthiest. Is that proper? Y'all help me out. The most unhealthy? Anyway, I was most unhealthy during that time. I didn't take breaks. And people will oftentimes say, well, you didn't have other stresses. I didn't have other stresses in my life. I was a single guy, but I was married to my job. So let me give you a case in point. I would fly home to be with my parents. I would leave early to go back to make sure I gave a message on certain holidays to ensure that you know, I was doing my job. It didn't look bad in the eyes of other people. Man, I was tearing myself up because I didn't know how to detach. And not detach, of course, as you very well can imagine, not detach permanently, but to detach for a season. I mean, if you read the Bible, I mean, Jesus, doing his ministry on earth, there were times where he was so worn out, he would tell his disciples and his followers, I got to come aside and rest a while. I'm telling y'all this, but I got to practice what I'm preaching. So he would go to a mountain and he would pray. He would go to some secluded place and he would nourish himself. He would refresh himself. Why? Because it is one thing to go in full, but it's altogether different to always go in full and leave empty. Especially those who are in the business of service. If you serve others, if you're a nurse, if you're an educator, if you are in the food industry, you are constantly giving to others. And it's very rare that people give back to you at the same rate that you give out. Am I lying? Tell the truth. You do not receive back at the same rate. Or I'll give you better. I'm not even saying that should happen. You don't even get back half of what you give out in even a week's time. And hear me out. And I apologize to your boss for you. every now and again, you just got to take a break. Every now and again, you just got to detach. Every now and again, you've got to remove yourself from the thing that you were born to do, hear me out, and do well. But it takes so much from you, you've got to pull away to refill your cup to go back and do more of it. Hear what I'm saying? I'm not saying you should detach yourself from that thing that gives you purpose and fulfillment in life. If you, I know several people who have organizations, or they're part of organizations that give to the needy, give to the homeless, give to people who are unhoused, to people who don't have meals. And oftentimes you got to ask yourself, where are they getting this food from? Right. Somebody has to restore the pantry. Somebody has to refresh the refrigerator. Somebody has to put back what was taken out. The same thing happens for you as a human being. People are always taking, as they should. If you're giving, if you're a counselor and you're giving advice, people should take it. Yes. If you are a minister of the gospel and you're preaching, people should take the words that God gave you. If you're a singer, people should take the enlightenment. People should take the encouragement. The question is, who gives to the one, or who restores the one that's always giving? And sometimes people don't have anyone in their lives that are holding them accountable to restore and to refresh. And sometimes you got to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you've got to take matters into your own hands. And you've got to say to yourself, you know what? I'm depleted. You know what? I'm tired of underestimating the impact of not detaching. Listen, my wife and I, every single year since we've been married, we take a week and our son is not with us. Yeah, you can judge me all you want to. I don't care. And it is a glorious week. Now, the 51 weeks that we do have him out of the year, exclusively, glorious weeks. But that 1 week gives us opportunity. And I know we probably should do more than just 1 week. But for now, we use that 1 week to restore, refresh, put new batteries in, kick our feet up. We got to feed nobody but ourselves, or to clothe nobody but ourselves. We take that time to put back in, because once we get back home, we're gladly giving away again. And he's gladly taking again. Y'all ain't getting no sleep. He don't care. Waking up, he doesn't care. He doesn't even understand enough to care. So we're like, you know what? We've got to do this for us. He's not going to give it to us. Our neighbor's not going to knock on the door and be like, hey, Eugene and Tracy, yeah, take. They're not going to do it for us. Then they don't have to. They should. We don't expect, I'm using it as an example. We don't expect anybody else to do it for us. And so we said to ourselves, we got to do it. We got to learn how to detach. And this may sound off the wall, so that we can come back and reattach. We've got to learn how to take care of ourselves. And I'm not just limiting it. Hear me out. I'm not just limiting it to those areas that I just mentioned in terms of the need. Everybody needs. But hear what I said. Everybody needs to detach and replenish. But I said those who are directly in the industries, or in industries where they're always giving to people directly.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Those individuals, or should I say, we are individuals that need reminders to get out. Going back to that personality test that I mentioned, individuals who are, let's say, air traffic controllers, they're really in technology. They're individuals who are into those different spaces. Nobody has to tell them to take time. They listen, they don't need nobody because the computer is really just taking them, their information, or taking their time. But they do have to also step aside as well. So the power of detachment is this. Or the power of disconnection and detachment is simply wrapped up in this. When I learn how to detach and disconnect, number one, I'm tapping into my self-worth again. I've seen people who work themselves to death because somehow they've been made to believe that they're not worthy of a break. You ever heard people, especially with this hustle culture, "I'll rest when I die"? Yeah, that's not healthy. "I'll take a break when I die"? That's not healthy. And I get it. I get grinding. I get the fact that we've got to do what we've got to do. And sometimes there are seasons where we've got to seemingly burn the candle at both ends. And even though that's appropriate at different times, especially if you're building, if you're developing, if you're working out kinks, if you're trying to get to a place where you get your business or your whatever you're doing to a certain level, sometimes it calls for sacrifice. But don't sacrifice your off time. And some things, you know, sometimes people can't take these big long vacations, but sometimes they'll take, I know a buddy of mine who every quarter, there's like 2 or 3 days, every single quarter. I can't wait for the big long 10 day once a year. He said, we need 2 or 3 days every single quarter. So 4 times a year, they're doing something to recharge. And I commend that. If you're able to do it, if that works for you, some people only need, right, a certain amount of time, or at a certain time of year, they only need that. But almost like a buffet line, you got to take what you need. You know you better than anybody else. You take what you need. You take what's going to restore, replenish, refuel you. But you got to learn how to detach. And nobody can make you. We can offer you. We can suggest to you. We can show you data. We can show you the benefits. But it's up to you. I read something, was it this week? Where a quote said, "Some stuff don't need any more prayers. God already told you what to do. It's time for you to execute." Right? It's almost like the same thing happens with taking a break. You praying about when you already know that it's time for you to take a break. Stop all this extra delaying. You know, sometimes people will use certain spiritual practices to delay the decision. Nah. Mm-mm. You done fasted already. You prayed already. Come aside and rest a while. So number one, when you engage in that with intentionality, you're reminding yourself of how worthy you are. You're worthy of it. Then number two, I'm done. Number two, you also are letting your family know how valuable they are. And the fact that you know that when you're drained, sometimes it drains them. I mean, people that are close to you, they feel your pain. Even though you feel like you're on an island by yourself, sometimes if you got a family, if you got a spouse, whatever it is, many times what impacts you impacts them. Listen, the other day I did something foolish by trying to compare what I do with what my wife does, right? And she quickly reminded me that it's not about comparing who has this on their list or who has what on the other list. Nah. There's stuff that you can't see with the naked eye that is on my list that nobody else can see that list. I said, man, you're right. And she began to share with me some things that I wasn't really fully comprehend. I was aware, but I didn't comprehend the impact of those things. And sometimes you got to say to yourself, you know what? There are those around me that support me that do a whole lot. And sometimes I don't understand it. Sometimes I say to myself, you know what? I've underestimated, right, what this means for them or the impact it's having on their lives. And I understand it now. Let's go back to square one, because some of you are so married to what you do. That you've made yourself believe that it cannot run without you. That's a problem. If you developed and designed things so much so that if you're absent to take a break and they crumble, newsflash, you've done a poor job of building. And so I got to ask myself, what can I do to reconstruct this so that if I need to step aside, just as in the case of Jesus, ministry still happens. If I can't be there physically, what can I put in place? Because that's part of, if I were to be honest with you, I don't know why I keep saying that. To be honest with you, as I reflect back over my time in traditional church ministry as a pastor, the reason why I felt the need to keep my hand on things was because, like I just said, the system that I built, it was like personality driven. So if my personality wasn't involved, it didn't hit the same. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if that's what you wanted to do and you're saying, I'm afraid if I leave because of this, it's not going to work, then you've done a poor job of building. Excuse me. So here's what you can do. I want you to revisit how you approach things, whether it be at your job, at your own company. I want you to revisit how things are structured. I want you to make a promise to yourself that you're going to this year, this month. I know it's whatever week it is. This month or next. You're going to see what you can do to make sure you put things in place so that things will run and be smooth even when you're not there. It's high time for you and for me to learn how to disconnect with intentionality, with purpose, and at a time that's beneficial for you so that you can hear this continue to be your best self. To send this out to a workaholic. Yeah, send this episode to somebody you know that needs to find some kind of balance in their life. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to champion the fact that, hey, on the Eugene Hamilton podcast, we talk about some real stuff. And the power to detach, to disconnect, that's a real conversation. That other people need to hear about this thing so that we all can do better together. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for your support. Thank you for hitting the notification bell. Thank you for subscribing. And thank you for being a part of the Girl Squad. Keep on going. Keep on growing. Keep on glowing. Until next time. Peace.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.